Well, the Northwest region of the United States has never elected an African American to the House of Representatives, but that could change this year. In Washington State, two black women are running for the open House seat being vacated by Democrat Denny Heck. David Hyde from member station KUOW in Seattle reports.
Marilyn Strickland served as mayor of Tacoma, Washington for nearly a decade. She was the first African American woman to hold that office.
This is a moment in history where we have the opportunity to make change. I will say that when I see young people, teenagers of all races and backgrounds, protesting day in and day out, talking about why these things are important, that's very hopeful.
Now, Strickland is one of two black women running in Washington's 10th congressional district south of Seattle, where about 15% of residents are people of color. She says the protests against police brutality point to deeper problems with structural racism in American society.
And I remind folks that some of the kids who are teenagers now, the only president they've known was Barack Obama when they were little. And now they have Donald Trump. And they're probably wondering to themselves, what happened?
And I said, yes, I would run. I would run realizing all of the controversies that would swirl about my head.
That's Shirley Chisholm from New York, who in 1968 became the first black woman elected to Congress. In 1972, she was the first woman and African-American to run in a presidential primary. But Chisholm later said neither first was how she wanted to be remembered.
I want to be remembered as a catalyst for change in America.
Half a century later, the Northwest is still waiting for that change. There's never been a black member of Congress elected from the states of Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Alaska, or Oregon, for now. Christine Reeves is also running in the 10th here in Washington state. In 2016, she became the first black woman elected to the state house in nearly 20 years. Reeves says with the protests this year against racial inequity, political change is in the air.
People are tired of asking nicely for the change that we need to see in a government that should reflect all Americans. Folks are saying we're now demanding that change.
And Reeves says when it's time to write new laws, representation matters because experience matters.
Even as a candidate for the state house, I got called the N-word six blocks from my house. I had the police called on me at least six times, depending on the neighborhoods that I would doorbell in, because I wasn't their neighbor. This is a culture that needs to be overhauled in a society, quite frankly, that is using police as a weapon against its own citizens.
The race for the 10th in Washington state is getting national attention. Strickland and Reeves received a dual endorsement this year from Higher Heights for America, a nonprofit which supports black women running for office all over the U.S. Glinda Carr is the head and co-founder.
The 23 million black women in this country are still underrepresented and underserved. But what we've seen over the last several election cycles is a steady increase in the number of black women running and a number of black women winning.
Carr says today black women are around 8% of the total U.S. population, but only 4.6% of Congress. And more black women are running and winning in places they've been shut out before. In 2018, black women candidates won in three states for the first time, for example, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Minnesota.
And so you look at this race in Washington state with two, you know, prominent African-American women who were previously elected. They're poised, given the way, obviously, the elections happen in Washington, to potentially be, you know, the top two candidates that come out of that primary.
And Carr says more black women are winning in districts that don't have majority-minority populations, like Washington's 10th, but adds that there's still a long way to go. Only 19 states have ever elected a black woman to Congress. That means if Strickland or Reeves are elected, that number would move to 20, and the Northwest would have its first black member of Congress. For Here and Now, I'm David Hyde in Seattle.